Conference play kicked off for all 9 HDNL varsity football teams this past weekend, including big wins for Fortuna and St. Bernard's in the Big Four. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Big Four teams in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all of last week's high school football games, a look ahead to this weekend's action, some college football news, some high school soccer and volleyball, some high school golf, and why the Arcata Tigers are celebrating some legendary coaches and athletes this weekend. But first up, the Big Four kicked off in football over the weekend with two teams making a case as to why they should be considered frontrunners for this year's championship. On Friday night, Fortuna welcomed Del Norte to Husky Field and dominated on the way to a 31-14 win. Quarterback Will Shaw threw four touchdown passes as the home team opened up a dominating 24-0 lead and held the visitors scoreless through the opening three quarters. With the win, the Huskies improved to 1-0 in the Big Four and 2-3 overall, while the Warriors dropped to 0-1 and 3-2. The following afternoon, St. Bernard's won its conference opener against crosstown rival Eureka, cruising to a 43-6 victory. Senior Tyler Heinrichs was outstanding in the win and scored three touchdowns, two on receptions from quarterback Trenton Hagler and one on a 60-yard pick six. Devin Curran also had a big game and scored two TDs, including a pick six, while Hagler had three touchdown passes. The Crusaders remain unbeaten on the year and improved to 1-0 in conference and 5-0 overall. The Little Four teams also kicked off conference play. The high-flying Ferndale Wildcats won 73-0 at Hoopa to go to 1-0 in conference and 5-0 on the season, and they have now remarkably outscored their first five opponents by a combined 299-0. The shutout loss was the third straight for Hoopa, which dropped to 0-1 and 1-4. Also in the Little Four, the Arcata Tigers pulled away in the second half at McKinleyville and won 62-34. With the win, Arcata improved to 1-0 in the Little Four and 2-3 overall, while the Panthers dropped to 0-1 and 2-3. Conference play continues this weekend for both the Little Four and Big Four teams. On Friday night, Hoopa plays at Arcata and Eureka travels to Del Norte, while on Saturday afternoon, McKinleyville plays at Ferndale and Fortuna travels to St. Bernard's. In eight-person football, the South Fork Cubs continue to impress with a 42-22 win over Round Valley in Miranda on Monday night. That game was originally scheduled to take place in Covelo on Friday, but no officials turned up and it had to be moved to South Fork High for Monday night. With the win, which was their second straight, the Cubs improved to 1-0 in the NCL3 and 3-1 overall. The Cubs will continue their season when they host Potter Valley on Friday night. Some of the Mendocino County schools were also in action last weekend. The Willits Wolverines got back to winning ways with a 21-14 victory at Lower Lake and improved to 4-1 on the season, while the Fort Bragg Timberwolves won their third straight game and improved to 3-3 with an 18-6 victory at Upper Lake. Willits and Fort Bragg will both be back in action on Friday night. The Wolverines will host Clear Lake and Fort Bragg travels to St. Helena. The 2-3 Ukiah Wildcats had a bye last week, but will try to put back-to-back losses behind them when they travel to Santa Rosa to play Montgomery on Friday night. In local college football, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods will kick off conference play this weekend at Sierra College in Rockland as the 0-5 Corsairs look for their first win of the season after a bye last week. Sierra is 1-4 and kickoff is set for 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. In local high school girls soccer, the Ferndale Wildcats continue to set the pace in the HDNL. On Saturday, the Wildcats knocked off a Big Four school for the second straight weekend, defeating Arcata 5-0 in a non-conference showdown after beating Eureka 2-1 the previous weekend. They followed that with a 3-1 win over St. Bernard's in Little Four action on Tuesday as they stretched their unbeaten run to 12 straight games, 11 of which they have won and 8 of which they have been shutouts. They now are 4-0 in conference play and 2 wins clear in the standings. Also in the Little Four this week, the South Fork Cubs secured their first point in conference, tying Del Norte 2-2 in Miranda. In the Big Four on Tuesday, Fortuna took over the lead in the conference standings with a 1-0 win over McKinleyville, while Arcata moved up to second with a 1-0 win over Eureka. In HDNL boys soccer, the race for this year's championship is shaping up to be a three-horse race. Arcata won a pivotal showdown against Fortuna on Saturday 3-1 and followed that with a 4-1 win over McKinleyville Eagle on Wednesday. Arcata leads the conference standings with 13 points, but Fortuna is just 1 point back and Del Norte is just 1 point behind the Huskies. On Wednesday, Del Norte hosted Eureka and won 3-0, while Fortuna got the better of South Fork 17-1. League action continues this weekend, including a pivotal showdown in Crescent City between Fortuna and Del Norte. In Big 5 volleyball, the Arcata Tigers moved into a tie for the conference lead with Eureka after an exciting 5-sets win over the Loggers on Tuesday, while Del Norte remained in the mix with a 4-sets win over Fortuna. In the Little 4, St. Bernard's inched closer to the conference title with a straight sets win over South Fork, and the Crusaders now sit 2 wins clear of the chasing pack with a record of 5-0 and 4 games remaining. Also on Tuesday, the Ferndale Wildcats kept their championship ambitions alive with a straight sets win over Hoopa and improved to 3-2 in the Little 4. In local high school girls golf, Del Norte's Bria Larson carded the low score of the day in the 5th round of league play at Beaupré in McKinleyville on Wednesday. It was the 2nd straight individual win for Larson, who now holds an 8-stroke lead in the race for this year's championship. And rounding out another busy week in local sports, legendary coaches Troy Gazzetti and Carlos Avalar were both inducted into the Arcata High Athletics Hall of Fame this week, along with the 1972 Tigers baseball team, which had 5 players go on to the pro ranks. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.